Locker room chats continuing on here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM, as our area coaches continue to give us the insights here in the first couple weeks of the high school basketball season. Now we continue with Horton, and we are now joined by the boys' coach, that is David Losey. It is presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, two games in, you're 1-1. Last week, a nice win over McLouth to get things going, 50-17, but then a loss Tuesday this week to the defending league champs in Valley Falls, 47-39. We'll talk about that game against the Dragons momentarily, but how would you assess the team here through a couple of games?
You know, well, it was a good first game, like you said. You know, we've got a lot of things we've got to work on. And last night, a little disappointing. We didn't shoot the ball very well. Kind of stress we've got to use that backboard. That's the reason people put it there, and tend not to do that. Too many rim roll-offs, but there's good things, a lot of good things, and a lot of things we need to work on.
Is it a scenario here in the first few weeks of the season? You know, most coaches would say it's more worrying about yourselves more so than the opponents. Is that kind of how you operate with your team here, at least maybe before the holiday break, just kind of focus on yourselves a little bit more?
Definitely. Yeah, when we focus on ourselves and, you know, take care of business with us, I think we're going to be a pretty salty team to play. And you know, we did not shoot the ball well last night, and, you know, you got to give some credit to the pressure, but we also had a lot of offensive rebounds. And so, yeah, we worry about us. I think we'll be able to take care of some business.
You know, how would you say maybe the turnaround is from a Valley Falls team to a Jefferson County North team this week in regards to maybe what they do, maybe strategically? Again, I know you're more focused on yourselves a little bit, but in terms of the preparation, I mean, what kind of game do you expect from JCN this week?
Well, probably a very similar game. I think JCN, of course, they're very athletic. You know, they've played a couple of good games. I know they, you know, 1-1 also. And as far as prep and form, we really haven't looked at them yet, to be honest. We're going to, like I said, take care of us first and see what happens, and then, you know, we'll probably do more prep today and then tomorrow. But very similar, very athletic. You know, you got to get out and guard shooters. You got to box out. You got to do the things, the little things, fundamentally.
What is the focus in practice this week, a couple days between the Tuesday-Friday tilt with JCN? What are a few things you're kind of focusing more on yourselves with?
Well, like I said, using the backboard on your angle shots, I don't know. Maybe I'm a little old school, but the old finger roll just doesn't work, you know,
right?
Unless you are above the rim. So I stress to some of them, unless you can throw it down, let's use the backboard. And hopefully we'll stress a little bit of that with pressure, with contact, finishing through contact, you know. Then also taking care of the basketball. I think I mentioned that last week. That's probably our number one goal. And we didn't do as good a job of that last night with some unforced errors.
Finally, Coach, let's talk about a few keys for the game against JCN this week. One, what do you want to see? And just what will be a few keys to go out and get that win?
Well, the very first thing was, like I said, taking care of the basketball. 22 turnovers last night isn't going to get it done against good teams, very many teams, period. But also, you know, I didn't feel like we forced a lot of shots last night, but we got to finish. We got to finish. And then we got to continue the offensive rebound. Like I said, we had 20 offensive rebounds last night. Now, that's a good thing, but it means you missed 20-some shots. So, but if we continue to do that, and we've got some young guys coming along also, which, you know, we're going to be able to rotate in kids. I think we just focus on the little things. Defensively, I felt like we played pretty well. We really held them in check. We had a couple free opportunities at the end to pull within two and just didn't quite get it done. So we'll just take care of us and see what happens.
There it is. Horton boys basketball coach David Losey joining us here, brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Chargers are 1-1. They get Jefferson County North in their third game of the year at JCN on Friday night. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against JCN. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.